How do CEOs learn to be CEOs? Hard question, my darlings. Learning to be a CEO, or really any kind of top leader, often means getting rid of poor habits of thought. Poor thought habits. Hello, my darlings. It is, of course, I, Penelope Othmar, the principal of the Lillian Moller Gilbreth School for Disruptive Innovation, from the podcast How We Manage Stuff. Today, we are looking at CEO education through the experience of one of our star pupils, Madison the Entrepreneur. Now, you may ask, and rightfully so, what can a child teach us about our corporate leadership in the technology sector? The answer is, more than you think. Really, much more than you think. Young CEOs, including CEOs who are much older than Madison, are enthusiastic to try anything that is new and anything that appears innovative, whether it is really innovative or not, and whether it can help them or not. In the first part of this episode, Madison is speaking with her mentor, Vinny, over Skype. Vinny is just a lovely mentor, so attentive and yet so clear about the things a CEO needs to consider. In their conversation, Madison is telling him that she wants to purchase an expensive piece of equipment for her company. And Vinny, dear Vinny, is trying to get her to explain why she needs it.
Hey, Magpie.
Vinny, it's me, Maddie.
What do you have for me today, Gord?
Procurement, Vinny.
So you want a little mentoring from your old Vinny?
Yes, please.
Okay, let's talk procurement. Investment or operations?
Investment, I think.
Give it to me, mad woman.
I'm going to buy a flatbed computer-controlled laser cutter.
Okay, really?
Yes, really. I'm going to buy a flatbed computer-controlled laser steel cutter, 4 feet by 8 feet, an MC Series 150W CO2 cutter. It's the bestest. It can make really, really big toys, bigger than me, and really, really tiny ones, too. The bestest.
Okay, let's go into decision mode.
Okay.
I'm going to be your board, and you'll be CEO.
But I am a CEO.
Right? You are. And you're the best CEO in the world, Madster. But you've got to be a real CEO. You got to convince your board that this is a good investment.
Okay. Why?
Because it's their money. You're going to spend their money.
But it's my money. I'm going to put it on my credit card.
But you want to be a Fortune 500. You want to play with the big CEOs.
Yes.
So you've got to convince your board because it's their money. So how much is this going to cost?
$25.
$25?
No, $25,000.
And you can put that on your credit card?
Of course. Can't everyone?
Well, okay. So you can finance it. Where are you going to put it? In your garage?
No, silly. Mommy's car's in there. In the dining room.
It'll fit?
Yes, I measured.
And what are you going to do with it?
Practice making stuff. Toys, dolls, and cars and stuff. It's investment.
So you want to learn how to use this laser steel cutter?
Flatbed computer-controlled laser steel cutter. Yes.
And you have no business model right now?
Well, no.
Okay, that's fine. But why do you want to buy it? Are you just getting it because your school just purchased a micro 3D printer?
No. I thought that invisible friends should learn how to make things. And I thought we should leapfrog.
Leapfrog? Leapfrog? Jump over the Gilbert School?
Yeah.
With steel cutting?
Yes.
Instead of 3D printing?
Yes.
With no business plan?
No. Just to make stuff and to learn. It's educational.
Okay, Madam CEO. Do you want to know what your board thinks?
Okay.
The board agrees with two things. You got the funds and you got the space.
In the dining room.
But, you're missing a couple of things that you will need. No knowledge of steel fabrication. No experience making physical products, no supply chain, no distribution network, no skilled labor force, and no idea of what you're going to do with
it. Okay.
Ready for the last one?
Yeah.
Management, 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 Queen Mab. You have no management that can handle this kind of process. In fact, you're low on management. You still haven't replaced the CMO that you had to fire.
But he lied to me. Right.
So here is the judgment of the board. Ready?
Ready. Please, 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 please. Ready.
You get to choose. You can have a 3D printer or $25,000, but not both. If you want the printer, we'll give you $200.
But,
if you want $25,000, you can have it, but you'll have to use it to make a plan for how you would add toys to Invisible Friend. No steel cutter.
But if I get the $25,000 and we don't have the steel cutter, how would we make the toys?
You'd outsource it.
Outsourcing?
Yes, outsourcing. That's funny. So what are you going to do, Madam CEO?
Can I talk with my management council?
Of course. Let me know what you decide.
Thank you. You're the bestest.
And you're the bestest, too.
Oh, okay. Bye. Oh, this is Maddie. Bye.
Never seen a steel cutter, my darlings? Never. They are seductive things. No bigger than a dining room table, and yet they can create the most intricate metal objects. Objects that once could only be made by a small workshop of craftsmen. We decided against getting one for the Lillian Moeller Gilbert School, though many a parent wanted to give us such a device. They are just too much of a distraction. Too much of a distraction. We decided on a 3D printer instead. In the next segment, Madison prepares for the Grace Hopper celebration, a major event every fall for women in computing. As other CEOs have learned, our young leader discovers weaknesses that she was unaware she possessed. These weaknesses will prevent her from participating in the Grace Hopper conference. She will begin this segment by talking with Anna, who's an intern in the podcast How We Manage Stuff office.
Hi, I'm Anna, the Directorial and Operational Assistant for Strategic Planning at How We Manage Stuff.
And I'm Maddie.
You need to give them your title. Your title.
Why?
Well, because no one will know who you are if you don't. They won't.
But I'm Maddie. I am the CEO of Invisible Friend. That's my startup. Invisible Friend? It has an app. It shows kids their invisible friends. It's friendly.
We're here to talk about the Grace Hopper Celebration of Women in Computing. We are. It is the single most important event for women in technology. Every fall, thousands of women meet at this convention.
Shouldn't I say that I go to the Lillian Moeller Gilbert School for Disruptive Innovation?
I think your title tells people more about what you are than your school. I myself never, never tell people where I went to school, because I feel that what I have accomplished since is so much more important.
But Lillian Moeller Gilbert was a woman. And she was the first woman to be a member of the National Academy of Engineering. Grace Hopper was only the second member of the National Academy of Engineering. The second.
But that's still a pretty big deal.
And the third woman elected to the National Academy of Engineering was Mildred Dresselhaus. The fourth woman elected was Betty Anker Johnson.
But Grace Hopper has a lot of awards. A lot of awards. She has a National Medal of Technology and a Navy ship named after her. And she was a Google Doodle. And a conference that meets every
year. And the fifth woman elected to the National Academy of Engineering was, ding ding, Ruth Davis. The sixth was Jean Samet. She was also in computing.
Do you know the names of all the women? All the women elected to the National Academy of Engineering?
Yes. There are 163. Do you want me to tell them to you? Lillian Moeller Gilbert, Grace Hopper, Mildred Dresselhaus.
No, we're going to talk about Grace Hopper today. Grace Hopper was a computer scientist in the 1940s, 1950s, and 1960s. She was. That, of course, was enough to get her elected to the National Academy of Engineering. Because in the 1940s, there were no women's bathrooms in engineering schools. There weren't. Just men's bathrooms. Just men's. So, if you had to go to the bathroom, even just to freshen up, and maybe check your makeup, because you have to do that sometimes, or just have a moment away from men, just a little moment, you would have to put on your shoes, bundle yourself up, and go to, like, the liberal arts building. Or nursing, for heaven's sake, and find a bathroom there. If that doesn't get you into the National Academy of Engineering by itself, I don't know what will.
And she worked for the Navy.
Well, she worked at Harvard, and the Navy paid for her computer, and eventually she became an admiral in the Navy, but I think that was mostly a recognition for all her contributions. All of her contributions. And for years, years, she was about the only woman in computing. Though I guess there had to be more. But the bathrooms. No bathrooms? I mean, that really sends a message. If the guys don't want you, they're not going to give you a bathroom. Pure and simple.
And software.
And she worked in software, which was originally considered to be not that important. But now we know that software is everything. Absolutely everything. I mean, who really cares about hardware? I don't. And I don't know anyone who does. So we finally turned to the software pioneers and found that many, many, many of them were women, including Grace Hopper.
And Gertrude Blanche, and Jean Samet, and Kathleen Mockley, and Irene Stegen, and Jean Bartik, and Frances Holberton, and Ida Rhodes.
You know the names of all these women too? All of them?
Yes. Do you want to know what they did?
Tell me about your exhibit for the Grace Hopper celebration.
Oh, I made a booth for the Grace Hopper celebration. Because I'm a woman.
Yes. Yes.
And because I'm CEO of Invisible Friend.
Okay, right.
And we were going to call it Imaginary Friend, but we couldn't get the URL.
We know.
But
we
Jamal lied and said he had it. And so I fired him.
Your exhibit booth. Your booth?
Yes. I made it myself. I had some help from Sabrina, but I mostly did it myself.
Sabrina? Who's Sabrina?
Oh, she's my director of sales. She's in the fifth grade. We printed the banner ourselves. We use Adobe. That's funny. Funny word, Adobe. And we made gotchas.
Gotchas?
Yes, gotchas. Things to give away. We made them. We made them ourselves with our new 3D printer. They're keychains because we all have to carry our keys.
Tchotchkes. Conference gifts.
Yeah, gotchas. Here's one. It says Invisible Friend and Grace Hopper's Celebration. And it has a friend on it too. But the friend is invisible.
Well, that's very nice. Very nice. Oh, this is Vinny. Let me put him on speaker. Hey, Vinny.
Hey, Anna. Listen, I'm going to have to ask you to talk to Maddie because we have tried all that we can.
Hi, Vinny.
And we're just stuck. The conference was sold out months ago, and there's no way that she's going to be able to go. It's not clear that they would accept her company, even if there was space.
An
8-year-old entrepreneur is a tough sell.
Vinny.
We should have planned ahead, had an adult trustee, perhaps a woman. They just won't accept that she can be a responsible CEO.
Not fair. I am CEO of Invisible Friend. Me, Maddie. And you can't take it. Not you, not Jamal, not Grace Hopper. I'm CEO.
Uh-oh. I was on.
My mistake. I should have said.
I'll fix it. Let me speak to Maddie.
She's not here.
Mentoring is such a difficult role. A good mentor needs to be a friend of the mentee, of course, but cannot fall into the trap of wanting to preserve that friendship at all costs. Oh, and I particularly like this next episode because Madison really demonstrates why we need to start training CEOs early. In this story, Madison really embraces the negotiating strategies of many CEOs, strategies that are frankly immature and short-sighted. She's talking with one of the suppliers of her firm, a software developer named Joey, and trying to get him to complete a contract.
No, it's not. Not.
Maddie?
Tis not. Tis not.
Oh, Maddie, can I talk with you?
Not now, Vinny. I'm contracting with Joey. Tis not, Joey. Look at the contract. You finished second grade. You can read. Page 3. The purple page. No. Most are orange, because that's my favorite color. Purple.
Maddie.
Purple. Purple is for technical specifications. Specifications for the software. Read number 5. If the invisible friend appears on the screen, it will wave when the phone is jiggered.
Maddie, can I help?
But it doesn't. Does not. Not now, Vinny. No, I'm talking to Vinny. Look at the screenshot. The screenshot. See the invisible friend? I jiggered the phone, see? He waves. He's happy. Happy, happy, happy. But I jiggered it again. Poof. He's gone. Poof, poof, poof. Gone. He's not supposed to be gone. He's not. He's supposed to be there. There. Yes, there. No matter how many times you jigger. No, it's not. It's not. Not. No, you fix it. You sign the contract. Right here. In green marker, your name Joey, Vinny, I'm CEO of Invisible Friend. No one can take that away. No, I was talking with Vinny. Joey, you gotta fix this. You gotta fix it now. We can't ship it until it's fixed.
Maddie, are you?
I don't need to tell on you. I don't. If you don't fix this, the Lillian Mola Gilbert School will hold you back. You'll never graduate. You'll have to repeat. You'll never graduate. I'll never go to middle school. Never, never. And high school? Steve Jobs' high school? You can forget it. Then fix it. Fix it by Monday. Bye, Joey. Hanging up, Joey. Fix the code, you gotta. Bye. Okay, this is Maddie. Bye.
Maddie, how you doing, sweetie?
Don't sweetie me. I'm CEO of Invisible Friend. I am. No one can take
and
that.
You agree.
Don't talk to me. I'm CEO, and no one can take it away. Not you, not Grace Hopper Conference, not
but don't
Joey.
Want to. I just want to say
speak
how.
Speak to the invisible friend, Vinny. Speak to the invisible friend.
Speak to the invisible friend. Oh, poor, poor dear. She held up her hand as if to push Mr. Vinny away. She was frustrated and angry and believed that she needed to hurt someone. The closest target was her mentor. Personal. Personal. Person. She viewed her company too personally, as if it was just an extension of herself. When you do that, my darlings, every slight, every challenge to your authority becomes a personal affront. It is a hard problem, my darlings, very hard, with serious consequences. It has left Miss Madison estranged from her mentor and isolated. Now, Miss Madison should be relying on her mentor at this moment. After all, he has seen all of the problems that she's experiencing and more. But Miss Madison is not wholly to blame, not wholly to blame. I suspect that Mr. Vinny has assumed too much loyalty from his young female mentee. Sadly, he does not have enough experience with women leaders to understand what Madison is thinking. There is no significant woman in his life, no business associate, no wife, no daughter, or even girlfriend. Trust me, dear listener, I would know. I would. He just has no one to help him understand how women think about the world of men. So, my darlings, now you know a little more about our top student, Madison the Entrepreneur, and you know a little more about our school, the Lillian Moeller Gilbert School for Disruptive Innovation, and I suppose a little bit more about many things. This is Penelope Othmar for How We Manage Stuff. So nice to have you listening. Oh, I see a note from our executive producer that I should read a lengthy copyright notice and tell you to subscribe at our website, howwemanagestuff.com, or on iTunes. Do that. You'll find the entire story of Madison there. And of course, we are copyrighted. We are. We would do that. Of course we would.